Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of The Uplifting with Dallas Munoz. My name is Dallas, and this week's episode is The Devotional Plan Facing the Challenge of Addiction, Week 9. This week's episode is about living by your values. Whatever values that you decide to have, whether it's honesty, integrity, loyalty, whatever values you have, stick with it, no matter how hard it seems, because God will. If you live by good values, God will be there. God will help you through whatever obstacles you overcome. Whatever obstacles you come across. I personally have, I have several values, and I have been tested on each one of them. And whenever I'm tested, I just pray to God and ask God to help me, to give me the strength, to give me the courage, and he always does. When I needed him the most this year, he was there. And I know that I could not have done many things that I did and that I have gone through without God, without Jesus. So I am so immensely grateful for what he has done for me and my family. So please, stick to your values, stick to your beliefs, and if your beliefs are good, you will end up victorious. And I wish you nothing but the best. And I hope you all have a wonderful week. And I will talk to you next week. God bless all of you. Bye.
Hello everyone. I thank you from the bottom of my heart for returning to another podcast episode. This week we will continue the devotional plan titled Facing the Giant of Addiction. I hope you allow God to work in you during the next 22 weeks. If you would like to leave a voicemail, you may do so at anchor.fm/odalismunoz/message. I will be sure to add them in my next episode. Live a life of integrity. The integrity of the upright will guide them. Proverbs 11:3 NKJV. After leading the nation of Israel for 40 years, the prophet Samuel didn't get a retirement party and a gold watch. He got something much better from this commendation: "You have not cheated or oppressed us," 1 Samuel 12:4 NIV. He led them, instructed them, and blessed them, but not one time did he take advantage of them. How refreshing! How remarkable, particularly in today's world of business and politics. C.S. Lewis said, "Education without values, as useful as it is, seems rather make a man a more clever devil." So before you set your goals, determine your values. Values are like guardrails on the motorway. They keep you from veering off the road and over the edge. They decide how far you'll go on questionable issues. Knowing what matters and what you truly value is the key to living a life of meaning and purpose. For most of us, the problem doesn't have values, and the problem is living them out. We all value honesty, integrity, and forgiveness, but when we're pressed, do we live them out, especially when it costs us? Pursuing a life of values comes with a price. But what we get in exchange is the ability to hold our heads high during the day and sleep well at night. And perhaps just as important, it allows us to relax and be ourselves. The mental toll of cheating, lying, and stealing is draining. Trying to remember the lie you told someone last week so that today's lie will match up can wear you out. When you live a life of integrity, you don't have to worry about such things. Prayer point. Lord, it's easy to let my values slip in a moment of weakness. Please help me to know what my values are so that I can stay on track. Help me to be blameless and pure, a child of God without fault in a warped and crooked generation, Philippians 2:15 NIV. Thank you for the peace of mind that comes from living your way. Courtesy of United Christian Broadcasters, YouVersion Bible.